Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 3. We are starting in verse 15 and ending in verse 22. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Dear brothers and sisters, here's an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or amend an irrevocable agreement, so it is in this case. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. And notice that the scripture doesn't say, to his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says, to his child. And that, of course, means Christ. This is what I am trying to say. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses. God would be breaking his promise. For if the inheritance could be received by keeping the law, then it would not be the result of accepting God's promise. But God graciously gave it to Abraham as a promise. Why, then, was the law given? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sins. But the law was designed to last only until the coming of the child who was promised. God gave his law through angels to Moses, who was the mediator between God and the people. Now a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, did not use a mediator when he gave his promise to Abraham. Is there a conflict, then, between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not. If the law could give us new life, we could be made right with God by obeying it. But the scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. Once again, that was in Galatians chapter 3 verses 15 through 22, the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. An old man decided to take ballroom dancing lessons to be able to dance with his wife, who loved to dance. There were many steps to learn, and it was hard for him to remember them all, but he slowly got better and better. On their next anniversary, he took his wife out to dance. Before they took to the floor, he seemed anxious. Quote, "Don't worry, my dear," end quote, his wife reassured him. Quote, "It is not about the steps, it is about us," end quote. He stopped worrying about getting the steps right, stared into his wife's eyes, and had a great night dancing. God wants to dance with you. The purpose of the law is not to make us right with God, but to tell us what we are doing wrong. This is important. The dance class can give guidance for the steps, but it is not the same as dancing with the one you love. Know the rules, but focus on following Christ. He wants to lead your life in a dance of joy, freedom, and significance. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What do these verses teach you about the promises of God and the purpose of God's law? Are you focused more on following the rules or Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.